My real life name on my birth certificate is Princess Nash, and my skating name is Duchess of Painbridge.
Princess Nash is into roller derby. She's a member of the Druid City Dames, a team based in Tuscaloosa.
I got into skating when I was a child because my mom, she was a single parent, so she had multiple jobs, and one of those jobs was the clown at the local roller skating rink. So the roller skating rink served as my babysitter for half a decade, probably. So I became a really good skater.
To get a better understanding of the game, we got a crash course, so to speak, from one of Nash's teammates.
Each team in a jam, which are 2 minutes long, the starting line will have four blockers and one jammer.
This is Danielle Williams, a Maine native who now lives in Northport.
The jammer is pretty much known for scoring the points. So they will be trying to get through the opposing blockers, and then her blockers are trying to hold the other jammer.
Williams' explanation makes roller derby seem a little calmer than it is. Things can get pretty rough. Williams is sitting out this season for safety reasons. She and her husband are expecting a baby. Williams came to roller derby because she felt like something was missing in her life.
Definitely the competitive kind of edge was missing. Especially being in your late 20s, you get to that point where you're like, okay, I need something, or I'm going downhill.
The notion of roller derby as a source of empowerment rings true for Princess Nash and her derby personality, the Duchess of Painbridge. She joined the Druid City Dames in their first season and felt right at home. Nash also has a deep appreciation for the women she skates with.
All the women here are amazing women. We have a very diverse group. Everyone from students to researchers to musicians, artists, like, spans the gamut.
Others have a different path toward female empowerment, which takes place in a different setting.
God is coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle, and that can be a spot if you mess that up.
This is Monolito Irby. He's waiting to escort his niece at the purity ball that's about to start. Purity balls are a ritual in which young women take a pledge to remain pure, partly by not having sex until marriage.
That's one of those precious gifts that you have full control over, and you don't want anybody to taint that, because God has made us all in a perfect image, and if you mess that up, you mess up the image that God has made for you.
Irby drove 4 hours from Atlanta to Demopolis to be here for his niece. The women participating in the ball are accompanied by their fathers or significant male role models. Mind Over Matter Youth Empowerment Ministries is hosting the ball. Irby says he believes the group lives up to its name.
This women empowerment thing, yeah, we're going to push our girls and we're going to hold them on a pedestal to show them this is who you are, you're beautiful, and you can do absolutely anything you want to.
To get a better understanding of women's empowerment, I sat down with Dr. Jennifer Purvis, a professor in the University of Alabama's Department of Gender and Race Studies.
Women's empowerment has a history that's grounded in not accepting that women are second-class citizens and less deserving of the spaces in which to flourish.
Purvis doesn't think purity balls line up with this ideology.
Purity balls are, I don't think, in any way empowering to young women or girls. It's over-sexualizing girls before they've even reached maturation or adolescence or any sense of their own sexuality. So it's actually dangerous because it over-sexualizes girls.
Of course, the idea of empowerment is a little different for the young women taking part in the purity ball. Here's Kimberly Branch of Demopolis.
Mind Over Matter is a group for young ladies as myself to have a safe place to come to. It's empowerment. Like, nobody feels left out when we're in Mind Over Matter.
She appreciates having a space where she can confide in other girls.
It means everything to me. Like, it's a safe place to come to. When you share information, no one ever hears about it except the person that you tell it to. And it's just a great thing. Out.
Back at the roller rink, Danielle Williams and Princess Nash are sharpening their roller derby skills ahead of their next bout. Nash's relationship to roller skating has evolved now that she's an adult. As Duchess of Painbridge with the Dames, she feels empowered not only by the roller derby community, but by the physical athleticism of the sport.
Figuring out that your body is capable of doing things you never even knew it could do. And you're like, oh, well, that's interesting. And coming every day and you leave and it's like, oh, I didn't die. And then you keep coming back, and each time it's like, oh, I didn't die, and I actually got better.
With its helmets and elbow pads, roller derby is a far cry from the wedding-like formality of the purity ball in Demopolis. However, both groups provide a place of solace for the women that are a part of them.
You want to hit them in their hips first.
They are empowered by a sense of community and, in the case of roller derby, a little bit of violence. For APR News, I'm Allison Mullenkamp in Tuscaloosa.